From the moment I tilt awake, my heart a kaleidoscope in my chest, its fear all the way till 10 p.m. when medication and exhaustion combine to give me the relief of not being awake for a few hours until it starts over again. Poetry cannot give this pain circumference, the round totality where every inanimate thing is a threat. A light bar blows and I just know that the house will burn down. I cannot laugh at the melodrama when tax forms flop onto the floor. The threat of jail and fines for non-compliance have been written just for me. At least prison will be safe and warm. An enforced walk with my friend confirms that he is whole, more interesting and successful at this living thing, and I am just the failure that I knew I was. The half-built house we pass takes on new significance as I wonder, once I am homeless, if I could break in there. These fears are not the stuff of passing thought like harmless drifting clouds, but real. The chores that usually are shores we humans circumnavigate have each become a wave of such troughs and peaks I balance on, not knowing when I'll drown. I have no seasick choice but to lie down. Food has lost its taste, is merely fodder in my mouth. I can no longer tell what it is that I like. I fear the act of letting caffeine pass my lips, for then I might not sleep this night and slumber being out of it's my holy grail. And so I douse myself with chamomile and slowly masticate each meal. This is all there is. Belief in every twisted thought as creed, and knowing utterly that this darkness is forever and ever, world without end. Amen.